A food court is a cluster of fast food restaurants with common seating, usually located in a mall, or in an institution imitating a mall, like a museum or an airport. The manifest function of a food court is to feed hungry people. In a system of supply and demand, the food court supplies the demand for edibles. But in America, the system of supply and demand is never as simple as it seems. Indeed, if the primary purpose of a food court is to feed hungry people, one of its secondary functions is to make people hungry. This is accomplished in a variety of ways. The food court courts people by its very presence, by the sights and smells and suggestions of the various kiosks and signs in the court. Also, the food court is where kids get their payment for good behavior. A strategic smoothie or a hot dog can smooth even the most obstreperous kids. And finally, the food court is where the adults get their reward for putting up with the kids as long as they have. Another latent function of a food court is to keep people in the mall longer, because there's a direct relationship between the time people spend in malls and the money they spend. In the world before food courts, if there ever was such a world, hungry people went out to eat, and that meant literally out of the mall. And that was bad for shopping center business. So now mall management manages customers by satisfying another one of their appetites, the appetite for fast food. The food feeds shoppers, but it also feeds the American ideology of choice, which is one of the main things a mall sells. The food courts at the Mall of America, for example, include Minnesota Picnic, Panda Express, Cajun Cafe Grill, Little Tokyo, Hibachi-san, and the Baja Tortilla Grill. They contain the customary beef and burger outlets, including a Burger King, which tells customers explicitly, as the food court does implicitly, that you can always have it your way. The different ethnic edibles, however Americanized, suggests both cosmopolitanism and an almost imperial control of the world's cuisine. And the multiplicity of choices also cuts down on family arguments. The food court is based on the idea that each person can get a favorite food, while all of the family can eat together. It's a symbol of American community, which is basically individualism in groups. Like the rest of the mall, the food court also sells the idea of the commodity form. In his book, Reading Ads Socially, sociologist Robert Goldman contends that the commodity form is a way of selling social relations in the form of things. Americans, for example, believe in families. Fast food ads, therefore, picture family togetherness under the Golden Arches or in the Burger Kingdom. And so our family togetherness becomes a part of their selling strategy. We buy our own family ideals in their Happy Meals. And over time, both the Happy Meal and the family are modified, or more literally, come modified. The food court is also a way that mall management gets people to pay money for sitting. For the most part, in malls of America, sitting is not good for profits. So even though most malls do provide benches for foot-weary shoppers, there are never enough benches to go around. If everybody at the mall ever decided that they just wanted to sit and chat, it would be an amusingly manic game of musical chairs. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, serving up McNuggets for the mind.